The crop report shows a slight decline. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The Ag Department's November crop report that was just released for Tennessee showed slightly lower yields on corn and soybeans compared to a month ago, while cotton prospects remained basically unchanged. These are results from a recent survey of farmers conducted by the Tennessee Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Our corn was a little above average crop. We caught some rains in early July, and it was right at the right time when our corn was silting and tasseling, and our cotton crop was about average. Our soybeans were not bad. They were probably just a little less than average, but not too bad. They were not like a terrible crop.
Crockett County row crop farmer Steve Bailey says he, like many other producers, have wrapped up the harvest season, and now they're turning to seeding some winter wheat. But he and many others have been surprised by this year's harvest, given the difficult weather conditions for much of the growing season.
Our corn, we have got all of it in, and I have figured my corn yields, and I ran just a little over 161 on my corn. Our cotton is all picked, but it hadn't all been ginned yet, so I don't know exactly what the yield is there, but it'll be around 900 pounds, and our soybeans are going to be like in the mid-30s.
And except for Steve Bailey's corn yields, those are averages being seen all across the state. According to the November crop report, yield averages for corn are expected to be 136 bushels to the acre, cotton yields at 823 pounds to the acre, and soybean yields 34 bushels to the acre. Now, there's still some cotton and soybeans left for harvest, but practically all the corn is in, and what a crop it turned out to be, 99.3 million bushels. There hasn't been a bigger producing corn crop here since 1917. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.